Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Hello, and welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And welcome, we have Kelly from ICI Homes. Kelly Nowak, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
It's so good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah, it's been a while. And AJ, how are you doing?
I'm here.
Yay!
How are you doing? I'm doing okay. Yeah. You know, I had yesterday off. I actually got a four-day weekend.
So
I took a day off finally.
Wow.
And the general manager didn't know I was out.
Yeah, it's so weird to have Mondays off because it throws the whole week off.
Yeah. Right.
And everybody's a little off.
I keep thinking it's Tuesday and it's Wednesday.
Exactly. It just throws everybody off when we have a Monday off. But we were grateful to have it, though, that's for sure. And as usual, it was busy in real estate. Mm. You know, I left one career that I never had holidays off as a law enforcement officer out in Southern California. And then I got into real estate, which is the same thing. We never have holidays
off. Never have a holiday off or a weekend.
No. Yeah, went from one to the other.
That's right.
You know? And it's and it was busy this weekend.
It was very busy. A lot of people from out of town. Yeah.
A lot of people from out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And we like that.
We do.
We do like that.
They're still moving here, I guess, right?
Oh, there's no stopping them. Yes. Well, you know, Jacksonville's such a great city because we have the beaches. We have the Jacksonville Jaguars, right?
We do.
Have our professional sports. It's a nice big city and a small town feel. It's a great place to be.
You know, it really is. And
and you're not that far from other Florida attractions.
That's true.
Which is
all within
a big
day's drive. Yep.
Because people spend, in the past, before the pandemic, they would spend probably $10,000 if you had a family of four or five to come down to Disney World, for example, right?
Yep.
And sure.
You can drive there in one day and be back later at night.
That's right.
From Jacksonville.
That's right.
You can. And we're not far from a whole lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're not far from Savannah. There's so much that, you know, we should be grateful for here in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
We've got all kinds of things happening here.
That's right.
I mean, that's why I moved here.
Yep.
It's absolutely wonderful.
It's been discovered, really, because Jacksonville for many years was not considered a desirable place to be because of the old paper mills and, you know, different things that went on because of there was a more industrialized city. It's become more of a service sector and technology city. And, of course, we have the great military presence, which is very important to our economy. And it is really is a great, great city to be. I've invested most of my adult lifehood here, as lifetime here. I guess it's almost adult. I'll go that far.
But yes, it is a great place to live, and everyone's finding that out. That's for sure.
Yeah, the secret is out. That's for sure.
Well, we've got a few more homes on the market. We have 2,421 homes, single-family homes on the market.
Wow.
So a little bit of an improvement. And total with condos and townhomes and single-family homes, we have 3,301.
Wow.
Of course, that's as of this particular hour, because it'll change.
It will change.
But we're still extremely low.
Mm-hmm.
On listings, and we would love to sell your house.
Yes.
I know I would love to sell your house. So if you're even thinking about it, please give me a call at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And let's chat and see if we can maybe bump you up to the next level or maybe get you into an ICI home.
Yes, into new some new construction where you don't have to renovate or.
No. And you can stay put in your house until the end of it. And, and then that's when we can put your house on the market and get it sold before you close on your ICI home.
Yes, That would be great.
I love Tamaya. Tamaya is one of my favorite neighborhoods, and because it's right next to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And it's located there at Kernan and Beach Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So what's going on? I know, what phase are you guys in? Three?
We are. We're in phase three of four. So currently we have about 800 homes that are either sold or under some sort of construction. And then we'll have that final phase four probably in another year or so. So, yeah, we're just, you know, it's almost like Jacksonville. Tamaya is this little hidden gem. We're in this great location, right? 5 miles from the beach, 5 miles from town center. It's just, you know, 20 minutes from downtown. It's a great location. So
it
a lot
really
of people.
Is.
Yeah. And, you know, the homes, you can have 1,600 square feet to 5,000 square feet. And since we're a custom builder, I think a lot of our customers love the fact that they can customize and do anything they want to the home and just make it their own.
Yes. I think we had a customer that totally customized the home. Mm-hmm. And by the time they were done, it was, I think she spent well over $1 million.
Yeah.
On that house.
Yeah. And you know what's nice though is you can totally customize it and hit that million mark, but you can also customize it and hit a 450 mark.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And I have people.
Which is more my mark.
That's right. Well, and it's funny because I'll have people that come in and they say, I really want that $1 million kitchen, but I want 1,700 square feet. I don't want to clean the rest. I just want a great kitchen. And we do that all day long. So it's really fun to go
and
through that process.
And you guys do make great kitchens.
We do make great kitchens. Yeah.
And you guys have one floor plan that is my favorite. It's got a California name on it.
We have a couple. We have the Egret, which is an award winner. A lot of people love the open concept, and it just has those little secret compartment, not secret, but the spaces that kind of, you know, the off the main living area, like the office or the dining. And,
sure.
We have the Santa Rosa. Is that the one you're thinking of?
No, I haven't seen the Santa Rosa.
Oh, that's right. We have quite a few California names.
I guess.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the Anita floor plan.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. Maybe we can
come up with that.
There you go. The SoCal.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I know. I think it's called the Costa Mesa.
Oh, yeah, the Costa Mesa. That is an award-winning mm-hmm. floor plan. That's
and
great.
That's from my hood.
That's right.
Yeah, Costa Mesa, California. I love that floor plan.
It is a great. That's a 4-bedroom, 3-bath with a study, 2,600 square feet, and it's on a 60-foot lot. So you don't have to worry about having a lot of yard space. It's not. It's just a comfortable house and a 12-foot ceiling, which
yes.
is amazing.
I absolutely loved the model. Is the one I wanted over there
yes.
at. Off of the 9B.
Yeah, in E-Town. That was our model.
Yes.
And as soon as we put it up for sale, it sold.
Yeah, of course.
It's beautiful. Yeah, having the 8-foot doors, the 12-foot ceiling.
The pool.
The pool. It's just a comfortable house. And a lot of people will modify it too. So if you have like multi-generational living and you need like an in-law suite, they'll take the 2 bedrooms and convert that to 1 in-law suite, which is really
yes.
nice.
And that's what I liked about it mm-hmm. because, you know, if you have teenagers or you have family that comes.
Yes.
Everybody kind of had their own separate area.
They do.
So mm-hmm. a lot of privacy in that home. And then that huge open floor plan in the center. And then the way they had it decorated, of course.
Of course, yeah.
You know, you try not to have that consume you. But, you know, when you look at model homes, I would have wanted everything in that house.
That's right.
It was just extremely perfect.
Yeah. It is, and, you know, the island in that house, I don't know if you remember the island. I call it a 4-rump island.
Yes.
It's huge.
It was ginormous.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was very nice.
But we have other floor plans that are just as great in Tamaya as models. So definitely people can come by, take a look at those other models that we have.
Yeah. And if you have questions for us, please give us a call at 904-831-0600.
Yes.
That's 831-0600. And we'd love to answer your questions. Today we're talking about new construction. And we've got Kelly from ICI Homes here.
Yes.
So stay with us. We'll be right back here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
It is Rapid Fire Real Estate. And once again, if you have any questions, want to be part of the show, give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Be part of the conversation right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Music. Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Profit with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And Realty Executives is an international company. We are located throughout the world. And we have about 24 plus offices throughout the state of Florida and throughout the U.S. So if you're even relocating, we can assist you with all your real estate needs. So keep us in mind for sure. And of course, we can help you anywhere in Florida. And of course, our office specializes in Northeast Florida. So our good friend, John Gidding from HGTV, he's been on the radio show before. He was on HGTV back in the day with Curb Appeal, The Block. Which was one of my favorite shows. And John will be on tonight on HGTV. I'm not sure what time, so check your local station there. And please record it. We'd love to see him back. And it's called Extreme Curb Appeal. He is awesome. His show was great before, so I can't imagine this is not going to be a fantastic show. And he's got such a great background, too. You know, he's a graduate mm-hmm. of Yale and of Harvard. And
totally at our level. Totally.
Totally our level, yes. And yet he likes to get his hands dirty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
it, you just I love it.
I know. You wouldn't mm-hmm. expect it. But, you know, he's like a developer, and but he loves the plants.
Yeah.
And and be an architect. So please tune into a show tonight. We would love to have him back on, and hopefully we can get him back on the show. It'd be fantastic yeah. to get an update from him to see how they're doing, and talk a little bit about his new partners on the show and whatnot. So tune in. Let's give him some support. And that's John Getting on Extreme Curb Appeal on HGTV tonight. You don't want to miss it. I've got it recorded.
Yeah, so I'll have to record that.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
Glad to have him back. And we're talking about new construction. I've got my good friend Callie Nowak from ICI Homes. You used to be the ambassador.
I was.
of when they first opened up here at Tamaya.
Yeah.
And you're like the perfect person, too, for that.
Thank you.
Your personality. You're
Thank
always bubbly,
you.
Always cheerful. And I love hanging out with you. And
Thank you.
So you guys have a lot going on. So what Thank are you. Some of your other locations here?
Yeah. So ICI, we've done a really great job of acquiring some new properties in Jacksonville. Our owner, Maury Hosini, has really focused in on Northeast Florida because for all the other reasons that everybody else is focusing in on Northeast Florida, it's just a great place to be. So we have some immediate developments coming up with Seven Pines. That's going to be located off of JTB and Kernan area, so pretty close to Tamaya, close to the beach, the town center. We actually have Tidewater, which is going to be in North Jacks, closer to like the Mayport area, airport. We have Amelia Island, Amelia National for the golfers. And then a little bit more south, we have E-Town and then, of course, Nocatee. In Nocatee, we're going to be building some townhomes for the first time in the Northeast Jacks market. So we're super excited about that. That's a new adventure for us. And then we have some more property that we've acquired down South St. John's County. So we're really excited for all this new stuff coming up. And, of course, I love ICI Homes. I love our company. So I love to promote.
I love your company too. And I love working with your company.
Thank you.
You know, I don't know if it's just because of COVID, but you know, some companies have been pretty difficult to work with.
Yeah, I know.
I think we've forgotten how to work with people.
And you know, it's really, so while we do this every day, right? We help people every day try to find their dream home. It gets easy for us. Like, okay, yeah, this is a great home for you. But I like to take a step back, and I know my teammates do too, take a step back and realize that, hey, this is a journey we're going on. This is somebody's house that they're going to make memories in. This is a place that they're going to call home. They'll always have this as their family story. So it's really great. And then, of course, working with, you know, our realtor partners too, when people call you and then you call me, I have direct line to tell you like, hey, this is what's coming up. It's a people business. You know,
it really is. It's about building relationships, especially when you're dealing in new construction, because that relationship is going to be at least where you're hands on for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
you know, it used to be, you know, okay, we could finish this in 6 months to 8 months.
Yep.
And because of COVID and, you know, windows and.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Windows are such a nightmare.
Oh, you know, and it's funny because with COVID and the delay of some of the building materials, our company is small enough where we've been pretty nimble and able to steerhead that and order things earlier and talk with our vendors. And unfortunately, there's just some things you can't control in the market. But communicating and realizing that we're dealing with our customers who are people who are trying to figure out their lives. Do they sell their house now? Do they wait? Do they relocate their family? It's just about just offering customer service and communicating and just kind of going with the flow, because that's what you have to do.
You got to go with the flow.
Yes.
And you have to just be patient and know that because of the situation we're in,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be delays. And as long as people know that ahead of time, I think it's never pleasant, but they're more understanding if they know up front that there's probably going to be delays. I know I've got one under contract down in Naples, and we were supposed to close in July, and we're still not closed.
Yeah.
So it's windows.
And you cannot close a house without windows. Literally.
You cannot close a house without
that's
windows.
That's right. Windows and toilet. I mean, we had, I think for a while, there was a few toilets, and you can't close a house without
toilets.
There's
certain things that we can get away with, and they'll still, you know, the lender will still let us close, but windows and toilets, heat.
And that's right.
We have to have heat. Even though we're in Florida, you still have to have heat.
That's right.
It should be reversed, but it's not.
It's not. And these will be great stories one day, right, when we tell our grandkids,
Yeah, you have no idea what it took us to get this house.
That's right.
When they're talking to their kids, you should appreciate us a little bit more.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's always different, right? And you always deal with different people, and it's fun. It's really fun.
It is. But one thing is the price point. And you know what I tell everybody is, you know, you're going to have that new subdivision, and it's going to, everything that is going to open up in that area south of Kernan and south of the JTB is going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's going to go as quick as anything.
Yeah.
Before we can blink our eye, you guys are going to be so busy down there.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, try to get in at the beginning. You might have to put up with some dust and dirt around, you know, once you move in, because you're going to be maybe the first to move in.
Mm-hmm.
But you will, by the time they get to that fourth group of homes that they need to sell, you're going to have so much equity in your house.
That's right.
It's just crazy how much equity you can get by being one of the first. You know, I believe even Tamaya probably started in the 300 range.
Oh, yeah. When I started as an ambassador, it was, so the people, what is really fun, I think, to watch with the residents of Tamaya is they came in, you know, that first group in phase one came in, and then they made a little bit money on their house, and they said, oh, you know what? I should have built a house with an office. So then they sold their house. You know, they used Anita.
Yes, they did sell
their house. they made, you know, some money on the house two, and then they saw phase three come, and they said, well, I've made some money on house two. I want a smaller house. I want a bigger house. I want to be on the water. I want to be on the trees. And now they're building, you know, house three. And
you guys had a lot of that.
We do. Yeah. We have a lot of it.
Yeah, it surprised me. It's like, hey, Anita, sell my home because I'm going to bump up in Tamaya.
That's right.
It's like, what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everything that they saw is like a vision when they first bought in, where they knew that they would be in that first phase, was a reality. The amenity center, the tennis courts, the basketball court, the playground.
And your amenity center is nice.
It is really nice. Anita and I just hung out last week for a great party.
Yes.
And it's beautiful. It takes beautiful pictures.
Yes, I love the clubhouse.
Yeah. And it's nice because the residents can use that if they're having a milestone, a wedding. They can always use that facility as long as they're a resident in Tamaya.
Yes.
For their own personal needs. Which
and you
is
guys
nice.
Have, they have so many activities there.
Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
And then you guys have Omar.
Yeah.
Yes, we all love Omar.
Yes.
He's awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, you want to be the first. You want to be in that first phase because you can make a bank.
That's right.
You can make bank because by the time it's the fourth, you're going, okay, got it. I've got $100,000 in this.
Yep. Or if you want to see how it develops and don't want to deal with construction, then you come in the fourth, you know.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about the new area coming just south of Kernan when we come back. So give us a call, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We'll be right back.
All right, here on Rapid Fire Real Estate. If you have those questions, 904-831-0600. Get in the conversation.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Department of Homeland Security says U.S. immigration authorities will no longer make routine immigration arrests at schools, hospitals, or a range of other so-called protected areas. New guidance for immigration officers and agents released Wednesday is the latest in a series of efforts to take a more targeted approach to enforcement. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said agents and officers should take into account the impact of their enforcement actions and what he called broader societal interests. The move is likely to further alienate Biden administration critics who say the government is softening its approach to immigration enforcement as large numbers of migrants attempt to cross the southern border. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 266 points, the NASDAQ up a fraction, the S&P 500 down 23. This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. The FBI, Department of Homeland Security, and other agencies initiating an investigation at a business on Jacksonville's south side this morning. We're working to learn the nature of the investigation at the PAX Technology Warehouse. The foreign company is one of the largest digital payment providers in the world. Two high schools were tagged in an online school shooting threat, but the St. Johns County School District says that the threats are fake. The threats were made against Pedro Menendez High School and Nice High School. The district says that the threats originated out of state and there is no credible threat to any school. City of Jacksonville getting ready for the Florida-Georgia game, the annual happening 3:30 Saturday at TIA Bank Field. A showdown between the University of Florida and University of Georgia has been hosted in Jacksonville since 1933. The city council voting unanimously last night to keep the game in Jacksonville through 2023. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
The East Beltway southbound is slow between Heckscher Drive and Beach Boulevard, and the East Beltway northbound is picking up from Gate Parkway to JTB. 295 southbound is moving right along from Normandy Boulevard past US 17 to the Buckman. Northbound, the West Beltway is heavy from Blanding to I-10. Partly cloudy tonight, 63 the overnight low. Tomorrow, showers and storms, high 80. Sunny, breezy, cooler Friday, high 73.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
And in Virginia, let me just say this. You should vote against Terry McAuliffe to send a message to the President of the United States. You should send a message that we will not tolerate what this man is doing to our country, to our economy, our national security, our immigration system. This is much a referendum on Joe Biden as it is on Terry McAuliffe and Glenn.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
6 till 9 p.m. WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I would love to help you find your new home or sell your current home. I can always be reached at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And we only have 2,421 single-family homes on the market.
Wow.
Yeah. Regular market? It's usually about 9,000.
Mm-hmm.
So
You said before that you probably have more real estate agents than homes right now.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, there is.
In the metro area.
But only 1% of us do the work.
I was going to say
that. It is so true.
It is very true.
No, that's true. That's statistically, it's right. They say 1% actually do the work. And it's not easy. People think, you know, it's like HGTV. As much as I'm a fan, you know, we show you three homes and it's like pick one.
They have that all pretty much set up.
They
in
do.
Advance.
It's completely set up.
And I guess a lot of times they actually know which one they're going to pick before the show is actually produced, I think, in some cases.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are already done.
But it is interesting, though, because I think people love seeing a home like that. You know, the way they do it gives them ideas. And certainly your homes, just from the first half hour you've been describing, and sounds like Anita just fell in love.
Yes.
What was it, the Costa Mesa?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Wow.
But, it's gorgeous. And it was so, I mean, when it first came out, you know, it's like, I should have bought it.
Yeah.
I can't afford it now. It's out of my league. It's like, oh, my God. It's that's why I always tell people that first, those first homes that open up, don't think about it. If it's even entering your mind, just put it in because it's going to take a year and to build. You know, it used to take about anywhere from 6 months to 8 months, but
We're at a solid 10, 12 months right now, depending on the size of the home. The great news is in it, Tamaya, we just released some of our new lots. We have some amazing water lots, amazing, and some amazing preserve lots too. So even though people didn't get in on the beginning of that phase, we've released some pretty awesome lots. So.
Yeah, and out of all the places I've seen, Tamaya, I would say, ranks as probably my top three places.
Easy. Thank you.
Well, and not only that, but builder-wise as well.
Thank you.
Because you cannot beat the custom work you guys do.
Thank you.
And the quality that you get with ICI Homes. You can't beat it.
Thank you. Yeah, we're really, all of us, we're very proud of our company. We're proud to be a team. We work well together.
And everyone I deal with at ICI Homes has always been just top-notch.
Thank you.
And it's not always like that.
No.
It's not always like that across the board.
It was the hiring process. It only took me like 3 months to get hired.
There you go.
Well,
you got to be picky.
Yeah,
you
got to
be picky, and it shows.
Thank you.
You know, and so the quality of home you guys build and that area is.
Oh,
I mean, I live in that area because of the location.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to the airport. You can get down to the beach. You can get down to the town center. Mm-hmm. There's no place I can get. I can get anywhere, and plus that location. When they tell you location, 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 you will always make money at that location.
Yeah. And, you know, we have a lot of really great hospitals, too, in the area. So not only do we have people in the medical profession, but we'll have people that, you know, are a patient of, like, Mayo, which is a top research, hospital in the country. So it's just a – and then that Mediterranean style where the tile roofs and the paver driveways, like, it's just a beautiful home.
It is because you – that's hard to find in –
it is. Yeah. Us Californians, we're used to that.
In fact, we've got a client right now from, it's Betty's client from California. And she goes, I need that Mediterranean with you know, the roof and this and that. And we're going, you can't find that here.
That's right. Only in Tamaya.
Only in Tamaya. You know, show us the money.
That's right. Only in Tamaya.
Show us the money. Yeah, absolutely. But if you haven't been down to Tamaya, I would encourage you to go down there and take a peek. You can call me. I'll give you a tour with Kelly. And
The red carpet tour.
The red carpet tour, for sure.
Yeah, the Anita red carpet tour.
Because the model homes, you guys have quite a few model homes there.
We do. We have six. Yeah. And they're all very different. Different size of the lots and then different size homes, too.
Right. So. You guys have all the way from that big, huge home that we mentioned earlier all the way to a basic house that would be more... For me, the 1,700 square feet, that's about as much as I would ever want, really. And from one extreme to the next, you guys are full service there.
Yes.
And like I said, it's a prime location. Now, what's also exciting is all the homes that are going to be going, I know there's, if any of you take that off-ramp, I know that you hate taking that off-ramp.
F. Kernan and JTB.
JTB. They did add an extra lane, which has been extremely helpful.
Yes.
But I'm not sure how that's going to work out once that new construction gets gets going over there. Mm-hmm. But you guys will have some homes in there that are, you know, the rumor is that March of 2022 is when a lot of those homes are going to start, the model homes will start getting built. But I could tell you that because of COVID and it's hard for us to get some items, these contractors, you know, it's hard for them to get some of these items that they need, if it's wood or if it's windows or even doors. So I'm guessing it's going to probably be maybe summertime. We're hoping that everything will get moving before summertime. But you guys, I will keep you up to date. You want to definitely keep your eyes and ears open.
Yeah.
And if you're interested at all in taking a peek over there. But it will be probably midway through next year that will be available to all of us. And like I said, if you can be the first in there, you're gonna make some bank.
Yeah, and I'll give you the direct line. Anytime I get information, Anita, I'll send it over to you.
That'd be fantastic.
So you can be the inside ear.
There you go. I love having a rapport with you guys.
Of course.
And even on the north side, one of your realtors, she's so good over there about always emailing me when she's got, or texting me when she's got something.
Uh-huh.
And so it's always nice to build those relationships.
It is.
And with people from the different new construction, because as we know, even some of them, KB Homes, I believe, you know, it's an auction.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, you go off the ones off of, you know, Girvin. I had some clients and they say, oh, it's an auction. You know, we left. It's like, okay, well, you're already starting at what their max is. So, you know, it was like, there's no way we can get into there. But so a lot of places still have auctions going on. And which, okay.
It's crazy. Yeah.
But I don't want to play that.
No, and that's why we actually get a lot of customers that come to new construction, at least at ICI Homes, because we're not playing those games. We're not doing, you know, an auction. This is the price. It is what it is. You know, and it's funny because we've had price increases, you know, in the last year. But if you look at our actual margins, our margins are much tighter than they were. But it just is, you know, it's the market.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I like that. Yeah. I like to, you know, when I take a client over to new construction, I want to know, okay, what's the cost? What's this?
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know,
and I'm very transparent.
A lot more than what it's worth.
That's right. And I'm very transparent. Like, hey, this is what's going on. If we have any incentives, this is your incentive. You know, not that we ever have incentives anymore, but if we do, you know, I disclose that because that's important. You got to be able to compare apples to apples and not have, you know,
exactly
something else like, oh, and, you know.
Yeah, so we're excited about you guys perhaps getting into St. John's County.
Yeah.
I know you guys are already there, but you guys are going to have some additional. That seems to be the hot spot, especially for growing families. And we know during COVID, everybody's family did grow.
Yeah, that's right. We're seeing that now.
Oh, my God, on Facebook. On Facebook, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's like, oh, my, it's like a first day of school. You see all these baby pictures. It's like, okay. All right. Obviously, I was out of the loop during COVID.
Me too. In fact, I just sent my baby to college, so I'm totally. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm an empty nester now, and I'm building my ICI empty nester house right now. So,
well, how are you sending your baby to college when you're only 25?
Oh, you're totally my favorite person today.
I know you would never guess that Kelly has.
No,
she has two.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. She's got another one that's graduating.
He's at University of Florida. He'll be a senior.
So. I know, you would never guess.
Yeah, I tailgated with him on Saturday at the football game, and I was everybody's favorite because I brought them all beer. So,
and then they say, please introduce me to your sister.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you always have to work something out there.
That's right. That's right.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, you guys are totally my favorite.
Well, just want to remind everybody to John Getting is back on HGTV. You guys remember him on the Curb Appeal the Block. Well, it's Extreme Curb Appeal. You guys want to definitely tune in on HGTV tonight. Let's give him some support, and hopefully we can have him back on the show. That would be exciting, wouldn't that?
That would be.
Very exciting.
Yes.
And that's what he said. He told me to tell you he'll be right on.
Yes.
Well, maybe I'm not telling the total truth.
Plus, he is just a cutie.
He's so cute to look at.
I know. Yeah. I mean, he's good eye candy.
Now we know why you guys like him.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, does, and he's Harvard and Yale graduate. I mean,
you can't beat it. And he likes to get his hands dirty. Are you kidding me? He's everything. Oh, my God.
That's right.
We'll be right
back.
Sorry,
honey.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. So glad to have you listening. And you know, we had some great winners last week. I do want
to... Sure did. They all were loyal listeners.
They were. And, you know, I want to let them know that they are going to receive their free lunches.
Nice.
Yeah, snail mail because of the holiday.
Right, so it takes a little longer.
Yeah, so they should receive it here in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. So
well, that's a very good thing.
Yes, that was actually fun because we asked such a basic question and it just blew up in here. So it was kind of fun.
This was last week's show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Yeah. You know, because it's a mess. You never know.
Yeah.
But we are grateful for each and every one of you, let me tell you. Love you guys. Love that you listen. And I hope that you all get something out of it.
And they say there's no free lunch.
Yes.
But with but Anita, there is.
There is. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So we have a couple things. You know, like I said, not a whole lot of new listings out. But
so do you want a hot?
I do. I think. Yes.
Feeling hot.
Yes, they are talking about me.
Yeah.
I just thought it was the humidity around here.
There we go. But we have, let's see, let's go with 3055 Chestnut Ridge Way. Chestnut Ridge Way in Orange Park. It's 1,855 square feet. It is three bedrooms, and they're asking, it's probably a 3-2, asking $270,000. It's a nice, nice home. And, God, I wish we had a whole lot to pick from. And we always have new construction, let me tell you. Here's another one on 11052 Castle Main Circle East, and that's 32256. That's in Oxford Chase, 1,878 square feet. It is a 3-2, and that's $323,200. So we have quite a few townhomes. And we have, here's one in Palm Coast, 471 Grand Landings Parkway in Palm Coast. I love Palm Coast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just a pretty town.
It is.
Really is. It's just nice. And that whole center there, if you take that main road, you know, where the shopping is and all the restaurants.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, it was a developed community, but it's really grown over the years now. And it's really in a great, you know, we talk about location, but you're between Jacksonville and Orlando and Daytona. So you're close to really everything there.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is so pretty. And so here's a house here. It's 2,213 square feet. It is a five-bedroom for $421,990. It's on Grand Landings Parkway in Palm Coast. Yeah, Palm Coast is really booming. It's grown a lot.
And they've got so much, like the trail hikes and the kayak launches, and it's like for the nature lovers, for sure.
All those outdoor
activities. There's a lot
activities.
Of outdoor activities.
And, you know, we have an office there in Palm Coast, Flagler area, and you talk about growth.
Mm-hmm.
That office, I think Bruce started that office maybe with, you know, 15 realtors down there, and he's up to 60.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just our realty executives, Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
We're the sister office up here in Jacksonville. But they cover from Port Orange.
Yeah.
So we cover from Port Orange all the way north between our two offices. And so, so that just tells you how much it's grown down there.
Yeah.
For them to have our real estate office growing that much.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty incredible. Pretty incredible.
And you got some great beaches between all the area, between, you know,
First
Coast and down there near Port Orange. And, you know, that's some great places. Daytona Beach is right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Very nice.
Yes, can't beat it. It's a nice location that has just boomed. A lot of new construction there as well. And, so we can hook you up with our office down there, or I could just take you down there, whichever. But I do really appreciate that area down there.
Yeah.
I have thought of, you know, I wouldn't mind a second house. I know it's not far, but...
It's super affordable too down there still.
Yeah, buy a small house for a rental down there would be kind of cool. And but we have all kinds of new construction. And I'm telling you, it's kind of neat because if you're thinking, well, you know, I really was thinking of moving sometime next year. Well, this is the time. Exactly. It takes about a year to build, so we don't have to sell your house until, you know, as we're getting closer to your closing period. So it's not like you're going to be homeless. We just keep you in your house. And a lot of people have to sell their home in order mm-hmm. to get another house. And, yeah, we'll just sell it a few months, you know, prior. And we can always close when your new construction closes. Mm-hmm. So we work all that out for you.
That's nice to have the professional doing that for you. Yes. With Anita and her team, yeah.
And, you know, when we work with Kelly, it's more of a referral. We refer our clients to Kelly, and then we just kind of oversee it. Kelly is the one in charge. And
that's right.
Yes. She cracks the whip. But she's the one in charge now, and we just kind of work with her on the communication just in case. But we just kind of oversee it at that point. Mm-hmm. And
it's so beneficial, too, to have that partnership because then your customers are really serviced by me, the builder, by you. They really are represented, and it's just, it's nice to have a lot of people on their team, on the buyer's team, right?
Yes.
So
yeah,
pictures, especially if you have people from out of town that aren't able to go buy their home. You're able to go by, take pictures, document, you know, the process, right. Which is really nice. So
yes, I have, of course, I've got the best clients ever. Marissa, who, I don't have to do anything. She's just on top of it. I just kind of oversee it. She does not let that builder at all. She doesn't cut him any slack. It's like, bam, bam, bam. It's like, oh, my God. You know. And she's moving down here. I should talk her into getting her real estate license. And
that's how I got into real estate.
Yeah, it would be great for her just to handle new construction.
Yeah,
she can handle all our new construction clients because she is on it, man.
Well, and if you've gone through it before, it's definitely different than buying a resale home, right? It's a different process.
I've got another client that I'm trying to talk him into. And it's mm-hmm. funny because his dad was a realtor. And mm-hmm. so I told him, I said, why don't you get your real estate license?
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know, you know, because he's doing well in his career right now. And I told him, you know, because he's at that age group where everyone is buying.
Oh, that's.
And it's like get your real estate.
Yeah,
license.
That's like shooting fish in a bucket.
Yeah. It's like, oh, my God, you know, even if you sell 3 homes a year,
that
could be 20 to 30 grand in your pocket.
That's your Italian vacation right
that
there.
That is, you know, or, you know, if you want to fix up the house that you're in.
Yeah.
You know, that's the new roof. That's, you know, that's just your extra cash.
Yeah.
You know, and it is hard work. People think it's easy.
It is a lot of hard work.
It is.
You have to love it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not quite like HGTV. But
you mean, like, we don't find 3 homes in 30 minutes?
No. And, you know.
How come I saw the film crew with you the other day?
But what's funny is once we were under contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting it to the closing table takes every bit of effort and negotiating. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you feel like you just came out of a boxing match.
Sometimes, yeah.
And we look like it, too. So it's, in fact, I've got one right now. We're supposed to close Monday.
Yeah.
And I was just told that they didn't qualify.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So here we are, you know, supposed to close on Monday.
I know you'll get it done. You're amazing.
Yes, we kind of, I'm trying to find some loopholes.
Yep.
And I can't believe our show's already over.
Oh, this was so fun.
It was so great to have you.
Thank you.
You
for
two
having
get along.
Me.
There's a chemistry between you two. That you guys are just an easy conversation. That's
we
why
do.
It goes
well,
by
Kelly's
quickly.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I should have you come more often to be my co-host.
I would love